Today's episode is titled, Why Am I Such a Nice Guy? And it starts right now. Welcome to another great edition of the J.R. Bjornsson Show, exclusively on Anchor. Visit us online anytime at anchor.fm/J-R-Bjornsson-show. You can download the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and so many other great podcasting services, all thanks to Anchor. Now, let's get started with today's podcast, right? Titled Hospitality, because I wanted to talk about an experience the wife and I had while we were in 7-Eleven. It's a fast food, kind of like a fast food chain, but pretty much a gas station, so not really fast food. But, you know, they sell corn dogs, hot dogs, wings, all those type of things. That rhymed. So we were in Black Falls the other day, right? And it was one of those situations. I don't know if it's an Alberta thing or what happens, but people tend to park really close together sometimes. And you, as the new person, the new customer that's coming into the parking lot, you gotta park too. So you end up parking in between two vehicles that have obviously parked too close to one another. So you get in there, right? You're like, you know, you gotta squeeze in there. Love our mom mobile, our van. You squeeze in there, and then you gotta play the delicate game, right? You gotta be like, hey, I gotta get out, but slowly. The people that falsely accuse you for, you know, banging into their vehicle before they even ask, those are the worst. So my wife decided to duck under the mirrors because she couldn't walk past the mirrors. You know, there was a mirror on a truck and our mirror. So she had to go under. These are the mirrors on the side of the vehicles I'm talking about. And this lady comes out. It's like, did you hit my vehicle? Why did you go under the mirrors? And then my wife says, yeah, I went under the mirrors because I couldn't get through. You had to, you know, duck and go under the mirrors. And then the lady was just irate. She was upset. And just, you could tell, I don't know. She looked grumpy. And according to my wife, she was definitely an older person. So my wife says, I didn't hit your vehicle. Everybody's parking too close. So finally, I intervene as well. I walk up to her and I'm like, hey, I would have heard if she opened the door into your vehicle. Take it from me. And, you know, I pull out the white cane. I point to it, I mean, because I'm a white cane user. And she just looks at us and then walks away. And then she does that thing where people do whenever they're upset for some reason in Alberta. They leave the parking lot at a purposeful, you know, fast pace where they go, and then you just go to the light over there. So I wanted to talk about that experience because it made me think of how I was brought up, you know, by my mom, how I was raised with hospitality and treating people. And it basically comes down to this, right? You want to treat people the way you were treated as a person, the way you want to be treated as a human being. So usually I'm very positive, you know, I'll say, hey, how are you? How's it going? Now, I'm so-and-so. Good weather, right? Good day to be alive. You know, that's me. So when someone does not treat me the same way I'm treating them, I do the reverse, right? Like, the worst is when you're meeting somebody and they're, oh, they're so grumpy, and you gotta really get to know them first, because some people are naturally grumpy. Some people have the resting angry face where they look at you and you're like, oh God, they're so mad. And then you talk to them and they're actually a pretty happy, chill person, you know? So for me, I was raised to treat people the way I want to be treated. And if that doesn't work, to treat them the way they're treating me. So whenever I talk to someone and they're grumpy, and then I put up with it for about 5 minutes, and then I could easily walk away from the conversation. But it's always fun to treat them the way they're treating you, right? Bust out the grumpy card. You want to be grumpy? I've fought with the greats of grumpiness. Let's do this. And then they ask you eventually, well, most of them do anyway. It's like, why are you being so rude? And then you tell them right back, because you're being rude. That's right, you. So I treat people the way I want to be treated. And I think it just makes sense, right? And then if that doesn't work, you treat people the way they're treating you. Unless you're going to the US and you're dealing with customs, then you pretty much have to do what they're telling you to do, or else you won't make it into the US. Not that I've ever been to the US. Thanks to the internet, I've just heard stories. So how do you treat people when it comes to you as a human person, being human being? Are a human going if they're being so rude? How do you treat people that are just awful to you? Do you just bite your tongue and try to be friendly back? Or do you do what JR does and treat them the way they're treating you? Do you just say, screw it? No, I'm not playing this game. And then, you know, that's what I do. What do you do? That's today's Anchor podcast question. You can let me know on Twitter @theonewhocares. That's @ T-H-E onewhocares. You can let me know by calling in on the Anchor app. Download Anchor today from the App Store, ANCHOR, also available on Google Play, or whatever they're calling it these days. And you can download Anchor and call in. My username on Anchor is J-R-BJORNSON. Okay, are those birds coming through the recording? That is awesome. So, how do you treat people? Do you treat people the way you want to be treated, or are you just, you know, I don't care. The world's my oyster, man, you know? Anyway, it is your buddy JR. Thank you for listening to today's epic podcast. If it didn't work out, I do apologize. I'm using a microphone that works with the iPhone, but it also might be cutting in and out of the podcast. I'm not sure. I look forward to see if this thing records, if Anchor records in stereo or not. And also just, I look forward to sound quality because I can't hear myself live. I can only see the waves moving. Podcast problems. It'd be like, you know, first world problems. Well, my kids are definitely awake. Anyway, thank you for listening, guys. The morning commute will return when my son feels better. I had to keep him from school today because he went to bed coughing up a lung. Oh, the joys of parenting, am I right?
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.